The idea of a city in Snyderville was broached last month during the county council's two-day work session. The council briefly returned to the topic Wednesday as they reviewed their proposed mission statement and vision statement and strategic issues for the future. Councilmember David Ure said three or four citizens have mentioned it, but there has not been a groundswell of interest in a city. Council Chair Claudia McMullen said they have to take the temperature of the public, but citizens won't know if they're interested until they get some basic information about the pros and cons of the idea.
We're not triggering a process under the statute, but I have no basis to have any opinion, but I also know I live in a, from what I've said 100 times, I feel like I live in a place that looks like a city and acts like a city, and we don't have, it's not a city, but we're providing municipal services, and we're providing them at not the level that we should be because we don't have the money.
But in order to get any kind of results, you're going to have a feasibility study.
Of course,
done
but
by somebody.
But at first, you know, at a minimum, we need to at least discuss or take the temperature of the community of whether they're interested.
Okay.
Right? Because there's no point in going forth if nobody's interested. Of course, if nobody's interested, they wouldn't file a petition in the first place. But there's no basis upon which to have an opinion if you don't know what the pros and cons are.
McMullen and her colleague Chris Robinson said the financial advantage to the county could be they have a lot less to do with Snyderville Incorporated. McMullen, a Basin resident herself, said the proposal has come up occasionally over the last 15 years.
I should say periodically. Recently. In the past 15 years, it comes up on some periodic basis. But there's no way for us to have any idea of, have an opinion. I have no opinion, except for I'd like to know some answers.
Kim Carson, though, was less supportive about doing a lot of study and said they should wait to see if citizens bring the proposal to them.
I think as far as the things that we have to tackle right now, we have quite a bit, and I'm afraid that that would take resources away from what we have to accomplish on this. And I think it is worth maybe getting information from Dave, having a report on what it takes so we can educate our citizens on the process of what actually should happen.
Robinson suggested they schedule a briefing from Deputy County Attorney Dave Thomas at one of their meetings to be held at the Rich and Services Building in the Basin.
If there seems to be a lot of interest, people showing up to talk about, then we could decide whether we want to ask citizens to volunteer to be on a task force to study it, or we could drop the whole thing, or they may say, great, we're going to run with it, we think it's terrific, and then would react to what they do.
Thomas recently sent an email to council members saying legally a feasibility study has to be done on a possible city. An important financial restriction is that the average annual revenue from a proposed city cannot exceed the annual cost of providing service by more than 5%. If it does, a petition for the city cannot be filed. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.